So, President Obey, Mr. Foyle, Secretary Peace, Sarah, Radonsky, and the singers that we have there, thank you for all coming here. I know I speak for all of us being sworn in today when I say this is a day I will never forget, and I am both humbled and honored to have you all here. Next, I would like to thank my wife, Kristen, for standing beside me not only in victory, but also in the last time in defeat. It has been stressful at times, but she has been a trooper, and I'm happy she's by my side as a First Lady of Germany. To my campaign team, newly appointed Chief of Staff, Drew Backlett, DRTC Chairman, Sam Blastro, Treasurer, Judy Sepchak, and my good buddy, Danny Sexton over there, who walked with me every day for probably, what, 6-7 months? I dropped a good 25 pounds, I think he did too. It was worth it, kid. Along with everyone else who helped along the way, thank you, thank you, thank you. Obviously, it goes without saying that I wouldn't be standing here today if it weren't for all of you. I'd like to thank Mayor Delgado and her administration for showing true class and making our transition smooth and painless. She has already offered to make herself available to my team in moving forward. And for that, we are grateful. We look forward to continuing some of the great work that she has started. Thank you to those who are helped organize today the inauguration, especially Town Clerk Mark Garfalo, Dr. Conway and his staff, Principal Pasquale and his staff here at the high school. And I look forward to working with you all moving forward. Finally, perhaps the most importantly, I'd like to say thank you to the citizens of Derby. You have placed your trust and faith in me, and I know we have a lot of work to do, but I look forward to the challenges ahead, and I promise I won't let you down. It's a new day here in Derby. The days of party politics are over. We are at a crossroads, and we need all the best and the most capable people to work together to ensure a bright future. We also need the support of the state and the federal government and that of our surrounding municipalities. Together we are strong, but divided we will fall, and we shall fall. I pledge to serve Derby to the best of my ability and to hold everyone under my administration accountable in the process. We've got a team that is eager to get started to work, and we're excited about the possibilities on our doorstep. The focus of my first term will be economic development. Specifically, we will be dotting our I's and crossing our T's when it comes to the widening of Route 34 and the updating of the Derby Shelton Bridge. There are many other opportunities for growth and development that are already in the works, and we look forward to making them become a reality. I want to close by reiterating how honored I am to stand before you today as your mayor. It is still somewhat surreal to me, and the whole experience from Election Day leading up to today has been overwhelmingly positive. This is a dream come true for me, and I hope this is the beginning of a long run, and I hope to make you all proud. God bless Derby, God bless the state of Connecticut, and God bless America. Thank you.